With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Republican-led House Oversight and Accountability Committee hasn't forgotten about Hunter Biden.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
They have canceled classes today at schools in Perry, Iowa, following yesterday's shootings at the high school. A 17-year-old killed a sixth grader, wounded five others, before taking his own life. This week's American drone attack in Iraq killed the leader of an Iranian-backed militia group. He was in a car near Baghdad when the drone found its target. Also at SRNNews.com, visiting Valley Forge, Pennsylvania today, President Biden will mark the third anniversary of the January 6th riot.
The president intends to use the campaign event to make the case that American democracy is at stake in the November election. Biden campaign officials say the president will characterize Trump as a serious threat to the nation's founding principles, pointing to the January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign argues that Joe Biden and his allies are a real and compelling threat by using the legal system against the former president. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Inflation is on the rebound in Europe. After seven straight months of decline, inflation rose 2.9% year over year in December. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures lower. The Dow futures down 82 points. NASDAQ futures off 59. This is SRN News. Another U.S. school faces an anti-Semitism investigation.
This time it's George Mason University, Virginia's largest public research school sitting just outside Washington, D.C. Federal investigators are looking into allegations that GMU has violated the rights of Jewish students. Harvard, Stanford, and several other institutions are under scrutiny since they hosted pro-Palestinian rallies in the wake of the October Hamas attack on Israel. Some of those protests included anti-Semitic activities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis doubling down on his decision to allow Catholic priests to bless same-sex civil unions. The Vatican has released a five-page statement insisting there is nothing heretical in the Pope's decision. Numerous Catholic bishops in Africa and Europe have rejected the blessing ceremonies, vowing not to implement the new policy in their jurisdictions. Zambia's bishops' conference says gay blessings will not be allowed in the country. This is SRN News. Unrest in Berkeley, California.
Police officers in riot gear removed activists from Berkeley's People's Park, and crews began placing double-stacked shipping containers to wall off the historic park overnight Thursday. The move comes as the University of California, Berkeley, waits for a court ruling it hopes will allow it to build much-needed student housing. UC Berkeley officials say authorities arrested seven people on misdemeanor trespassing charges, and two of them had additional charges of failure to disperse. The university wants to use the park to build a housing complex that would accommodate about 1,100 UC Berkeley students and 125 formerly homeless people. Keith Peters reporting.
In Japan, air safety investigators now searching for the voice recorder from a Japan Airlines jetliner. It caught fire after a collision with a Coast Guard plane. Five people on the military plane were killed in the mishap. More details, SRNNews.com.